Good morning. It's Friday, and it's the 2nd of November, 2018, Five of Swords. Nobody wins. It's every man for himself at this point. Don't hate the game, hate the player. This is one of those cards that make you wince when you turn it over. The uneven, restless, unresolved number 5 itself is a hint at what this card is about. 5 can only be 3 plus 2, or 4 plus 1, or 5 plus 0, and it's early, and I hate math anyway, so if there's more combinations, whatever, but you get the idea. One side of the scale is going to be heavier than the other, no matter what the hell we do with this card. This sucks. It really does. There is no common consensus possible here, only conflict. This is a card of bitter failure and defeat, but also a card of pseudo-winning. The scene on this unwelcome card of the Minor Arcana representing the suit of air, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, is tense and uncomfortable. In the foreground is a human in a billowing black hooded robe, face obscured, shouldering 2 swords with his left hand and 1 more in his right, watching 2 other humans retreat, having tossed their own swords at his feet. One is even on his knees in prayer. Get me the hell away from him. Take anything you want, just leave us alone. But the angry red sun is halfway down over an angry red sea. They've wasted half the day on this unwinnable war. All we can see under the bully's hoodie is a sly smile, and the sky over his or her head is a bright, sunny yellow. At least somebody's happy here. This is a person who wants to win for the sake of winning at all costs. He already has 3 swords. Why does he need the others as well? He may win, but probably won't find anyone who will want to celebrate with him. This is a bitter victory, if you can even call it that. These people didn't even fight back. How could they? He had more swords. Here is the origin of the term every man for himself from the Urban Dictionary. British military origin. In armed forces terms, this formal order is a specific command sometimes issued in a case where the strategic situation has become hopeless, the collapse of a force is imminent, and there is no chance of relief. Once given, the order suspends certain aspects of military discipline, allowing each individual to surrender, flee, or continue fighting independently according to their individual circumstances, without regard to previous battle orders. Oh my God. That was scary. As I said, 5 is never going to be a nice, even, balanced 4 or 6, so it's already a losing battle for both sides. Sharp cross words. The surrendered swords lie on the ground forming a cross. Everyone is at cross purposes here. We don't know the story behind all this mess. This card can, and sometimes does, point out to us a need to put ourselves first and not concern ourselves so much with the needs of others. When you are told to put your mask on first in case of an in-flight emergency before helping others, you are not being an air hog. You're simply no good to others if you're not breathing. This is that. This is like being the sole survivor of a plane crash. Not really anything to celebrate. Anyway, have a good day. Bye.